Next patient is Mark Troy McNally. Please send a copy to Veterans Hospital. Patient has a history of aortic valve disease, underwent aortic valve replacement period. Patient developed high-grade AV block after aortic valve replacement and subsequently underwent permanent pacemaker implantation period. Patient is recently seen at the Veterans Hospital and echocardiogram showed ejection fraction 25% period. Patient is referred to me for upgrading pacemaker to a biventricular defibrillator period. Patient is quite fatigued, completing a shortness of breath and dizziness period, denial syncope period. On examination, blood pressure 114 over 83, pulse is 88, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6 systolic murmur, heart of the left hand of border, there is no gallop or abdomen soft, normal active, pulse, sound estimate, no edema. Current medication, lisinopril, spironolactone. Lasix, metoprolol, period, clinical machine number 1, cardiomyopathy number 2, status for aortic valve replacement number 3, conduction system disorder, status for pacemaker implantation. Recommendation, patient has a severe cardiomyopathy. Discuss with the patient regarding upgrading the pacemaker to a biventricular defibrillator, which may improve the symptoms of congestive heart failure as well as it will prevent sudden death period. Procedure is going to benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung period. Please send a copy to Dr. Kalika Reddy at the Veterans Hospital.